Live from NPR News, I'm Nora Rahm. Joe Biden says he ran for president as a proud Democrat, but he'll govern as an American president. At a drive-in rally in Wilmington, Delaware last night, the president-elect said he'll work as hard for those who didn't vote for him as those who did, that he'll be a leader who seeks not to divide but to unify. Biden spoke directly to those who voted for President Trump, saying, "Let's give each other a chance." Spontaneous block parties broke out in cities across the country to celebrate Joe Biden and Kamala Harris's victory over President Trump. NPR's Daniela Cheslow reports from downtown Washington.
Cars honk and people ring bells as a man waves a blue Biden-Harris flag in northwest Washington, D.C. The city voted for Biden by more than 90%, and its mayor painted Black Lives Matter on the street leading to the White House during this summer's protest for racial justice. Today, even public bus drivers and sanitation truck operators join in a celebration as it appears President Donald Trump will end his stay in the White House. For NPR News, I'm Daniela Cheslow in Washington.
Hundreds of Donald Trump supporters marched through the streets of Boise, Idaho yesterday to protest the results of the presidential election. It was one of many such rallies around the country. From member station Boise State Public Radio, Heath Druzin has more.
The head of the National Nuclear Security...
On the day many news organizations called the election for former Vice President Joe Biden, the protesters cried foul. They claimed without evidence that there was massive voter fraud. During the march, they were greeted with cheers, jeers, and a few obscene gestures in Idaho's Democratic-leaning capital. Protester Cherise Place said she won't recognize Biden's legitimacy.
He is not my president. He will never be my president. And we will continue to support and defend the Constitution of the United States of America.
Returns show Biden with a large lead in the Electoral College, though Trump has not conceded. For NPR News, I'm Heath Druzin.
The heads of three government agencies were fired or demoted suddenly over the past week. NPR's Aisha Roscoe has more.
The head of the National Nuclear Security Administration, Lisa Gordon Haggerty, abruptly resigned. Gordon Haggerty was the first woman to oversee the agency in charge of the nuclear stockpile. Bonnie Glick, deputy administrator of the U.S. Agency for International Development, has also left her position. And Neil Chatterjee, chairman of the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, was demoted. He will remain a commissioner but will no longer be the chair. Chatterjee is a former aide to Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell. The Trump administration has had unusually high turnover at agencies, with many political positions filled by acting officials. Aisha Roscoe, NPR News.
You're listening to NPR News. Although President Trump has yet to concede, some of the closest allies of the U.S. have offered congratulations to the next president. German Chancellor Angela Merkel said the U.S.-Germany friendship is irreplaceable. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau mentioned climate change as a shared priority. Biden has said he'll rejoin the Paris Climate Accord that Trump has rejected. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi singled out Vice President-elect Kamala Harris in his congratulatory tweet. Harris's mother had emigrated from India. The United Arab Emirates has announced major plans to loosen some of the country's strict Islamic laws. NPR's Ruth Sherlock reports.
The UAE says it will now allow unmarried couples to live together, loosen restrictions on alcohol, and criminalize so-called honor killings, the murder of a family member for behavior that is perceived as shameful. The new laws, which local media say are to take immediate effect, come as the Emirates seeks to boost its image as a westernized destination for tourists and foreign businesses. The UAE's rulers are also trying to adapt to a rapidly changing social landscape. Foreigners outnumber citizens 9-1 in the UAE. The new law does not loosen practices that have frequently landed foreigners and locals in jail, such as acts of homosexuality and public displays of affection. Ruth Sherlock, NPR News, Beirut.
Voting is underway in Myanmar. More than 90 parties are competing for seats in the lower and upper houses of parliament. The party of leader Aung San Suu Kyi is widely expected to win a second term. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News.